Rush Hour continues with a special section on entertainment featuring a spotlight on the Asian and the Blonde.
Welcome back. And, you know, we are very excited about many things in life. We're excited about the wonderful opportunities we have here in the United States of America, a great nation. But I'll tell you, life does happen. And we want to tell you that sometimes it's not all exciting. And Cammy, I know, unfortunately, you know, I experienced a death of my brother recently, just a few days ago. Your mom had passed away. And, you know, I just wanted to ask you any, you know, you kind of said a lot already, but any final thoughts here you want to give to the people that are listening?
Absolutely. My mom passed away on Tuesday after a just nightmarish 3 weeks of health issues in the hospital where I stayed with her. And, you know, there's a lot of, certainly a lot of blessings in it, but there's also a lot of grief in it because she was my best friend. She was our biggest fan, I have to say. She was the Rush Hour biggest fan. She loved listening to us. And it was shocking and, you know, just totally came out of the blue. It was not something that we were expecting. She seemed in good health up until about 3 weeks ago. So, you know, maybe a little before that, but she was not forthcoming with her how bad she was feeling. She was her own agent as far as taking care of her own, you know, body and everything. She just couldn't live alone because she was at a high risk for falling. So we were her, I was her caregiver, and she lived with me. But my mom, I mean, my heart is breaking and because she's gone. But what I went through with her, I don't regret being there with her 100%. And at the end of it all, with after so many, what I would say, mishandlings of her medical situation, in the end, I have to say it was bittersweet. I was grieving for myself, but being with someone who is passing over and trying to help them not be afraid and to let go and that it was okay was truly a blessing for me. So, you know, there's a lot of blessings, but a lot of grief involved. And
you know, some things just come together. Ironically enough, I was talking to this other person. You know, we were talking about some things. And wonderful, wonderful individual. It's Dr. Michelle Pentacola. And she actually is a grief and loss expert and also the founder of The Secrets of Life and Death. And I think the timing is just remarkable because I just started talking to her recently. And just what had happened in your situation. And Dr. Pentacola, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing very well, thank you. And thank you for having me on your radio show.
You know, I think we should thank you for being on our show, especially right now. But I just want to go ahead and jump right into it. There are so many people experience senses of loss, either through separation, death, or divorce. And I know you specialize this in here. And I just want to ask you, you know, just even going into the holidays, I think people need to really prepare themselves because that's a tough time for a lot of people. I know last year was really tough for me for a variety of reasons. But what is grief and why is it so important to deal with grief?
Well, this is a really good and very important question because I believe that most of us think that grieving is optional and that if we just, you know, grit our teeth and put a lot of willpower in, that we can kind of push ourselves through the grieving process. But let me tell you, grief is actually a biological response to loss, that there is an actual physiological consequence to losing somebody close to us, whether through divorce or through death or through separation. And here's why. We are, as human animals, we are wired to bond. That is, we are social animals that depend on each other for survival. And so Mother Nature actually put in mechanisms into our system for bonding, principally so we'd hang around and take care of our offspring. You know, we wouldn't just leave them in the sand like a sea turtle. So when we lose a significant bond, like a mother or a spouse or a child, we all these chemicals get triggered in our body, very similar to the mechanism that happens when we're threatened, when our survival is threatened. Because when we lose that bond, we do feel like we are threatened. And so we get into this place of either the biological response is for threat is either fight, flee, or freeze. And so that is our kind of initial response to it. And a lot of people freeze in significant loss because they don't know what to do. But getting angry is a real common response, and running away is a common response as well. So why is this important? Because if you don't deal with the emotional energy that's triggered by the loss, it doesn't go away. It actually gets stuck in your body. And it can help, it can hurt your health, it can hurt your relationships, it can hurt how you show up in the world. The Harvard School of Public Health actually did a study of people who had experienced a significant loss, and they found that those who had had a significant loss were not twice, not three times, 21 times more likely to experience a heart attack.
Wow.
21 times more likely to experience a heart attack. And this is not like just voodoo or anything. There are actual chemical things that happen in the body when you don't release that emotional energy.
That's pretty intense to really think about. You know, if we don't deal with grief, we actually are paving the way towards a more severe life situation. Well, let me ask you, how do we deal with grief? You know, what are the important things to keep in mind when we're dealing with this this emotion, this feeling, just grief?
Well, the very first thing that I always tell everybody is to allow the feelings, that you need to let those feelings flow through. And number two, make sure that you get social support, because, you know, if you're in deficit around the bonding with a significant other, you need other people around you to help reassure your body that it's safe. So those are the first two things I would say. The third thing has to do with the stories or the thoughts that we have around a loss. So part of the problem with the grieving, the crying or the hurt feelings, is that when we are in that emotional place, we often have a lot of thoughts that help re-trigger and re-trigger the emotional response. And the brain does not know the difference between the thoughts that we have and actual reality. So, for example, if there was somewhat of a traumatic end scenario to somebody that died, like maybe they died suddenly and you had a shock, and you keep on replaying that story, that memory over and over again, each time you do that, you are re-stimulating the grief response. And so that is very traumatic to the body. So the third thing that I help people with is around controlling their thoughts and also around changing their story so that they don't end up feeling victimized and unsafe. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. You know, Cammie, we're just acknowledging everything you're saying, just on the edge of our seats. Cammie, do you have any questions for her at this time?
No, what you're saying makes so much sense to me as I go through this right now today while getting ready to come up here to Sacramento. I mean, I actually experienced a physical feeling of like half my face was drooping and a dizziness and a pain in my head and my heart started to race. I mean, literally scary. It was really scary. And I had to take a moment and still, I'm still feeling like I'm gasping for air. I'm literally having physical feelings like I'm unwell. I know I don't have a cold. I know I don't have a flu. I've been breaking a fever at night, you know, which is like being achy in the day. Since Tuesday, since my mom, it was a horrific ending for anybody, something I wouldn't wish on anyone. And my poor, sweet mom, went through it. And now driving up here, I actually went through the whole process of, once again, reliving it, because I was with her every step of the way. And I had to tell myself, stop it. She's not in pain anymore. She's not going through that anymore. You are, and you're putting yourself through it. So just stop. Because I could feel the whole process starting again. And so what you say makes so much sense, and I just want to thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just wanted to add something, Cami, is you want to stop the thoughts, but you do want to release the emotions. And if, this is what I teach my clients, if you focus on the sensation of the grief, on the tears, on the emotions that show up, just the sensation of it, and stop the thoughts, the emotions will release in 2 minutes or less.
Those are really great thoughts, and I want to thank you so much. And if you're wrestling with grief, or you see the holidays coming, or you know somebody that really needs help, you know, I would really encourage you to contact Michelle. And can you please give your contact information, how people can reach you?
Sure. Well, the one place, if you just want to see more about what I do, is my website, which is www.secrets.com, and it's all spelled out. There are no spaces. But if you are actually in dealing with grief right now and want some guidance, there is a free mini book that's available, and you can get that at grief essentials, one word, or altogether, .com, and sign up to get this free mini book, and it comes along with a series of emails that you can get over a period of, I think, 7 weeks that give you really excellent guidance on how to deal with grief and loss.
You know, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, especially time and place. Sometimes things get brought together for a specific reason, and I've enjoyed the discussions we've had, but I've needed the discussions we've had. And so I want to thank you for coming on this show and really giving so much value to listeners, especially before going into the holidays. Cami, any final thoughts?
Yeah, Jim, I want to thank Michelle because that was much needed, and I will definitely be getting her free mini book. But just for our people, to take care of your health, because your life depends on it. Remember, you're not guaranteed tomorrow, and it's okay to talk about end of life issues. Get yourself set up so that your loved ones are not left with a burden when you do go, and get a family physician, because they can be your advocate in every medical situation.
Yeah.